Welcome to this edition of the Pepperdine People Podcast. I'm your host, Rick Gibson. This series captures some of the outstanding learning and outreach opportunities available here at Pepperdine. Each episode features interviews with exceptional members of our community and the special people who visit our campus.
Thank you for joining us for episode 15 of Pepperdine People. I'm Regan Schaefer, and I'm joined today by Doug Green of DH Green Consulting. Doug and I both work in the area of nonprofit management, and I welcome Doug today to tell us a little bit about current trends that he has seen in the nonprofit sector.
Well, Regan, first of all, thank you very much for having me on Pepperdine People. It's great to be here. I think one of the things we're seeing a lot right now is just a real awareness of the economy in the nonprofit sector. Wouldn't say that people are panicking, but they definitely are keeping their eye on the ball in terms of fundraising, in terms of donor cultivation and solicitation. And it's a time when people are really focused on what's most important.
So what is most important?
Well, I think that one of the great realizations over the past few years about what is important in nonprofit management is managing networks. It's no longer possible to think about the nonprofit organization as just an organization that exists within four walls and provides services within a set location. Nonprofits today are networks of people committed to a common purpose, and those networks may spread across communities, across regions, or across countries, or even reach globally. So today, the nonprofit business is as much about relationship management as it is about financial management and fundraising.
So given this, what should current nonprofit professionals be doing to enhance their organization, to enhance their effectiveness?
Well, I think one of the things that is very important is to have conversations with their important stakeholders, their donors, their volunteers, their staff members that are centered around values and purpose, to remind people again why we're doing this. We're here to transform our communities, transform the world around us, and we need to get people re-excited about the basic purposes that we're here for. So it's a time when putting extra energy into relationships and building alliances is time well spent.
Now, I'm of course interested in how students who are seeking careers in the nonprofit sector, how they can go about doing that. And I want to speak briefly in a moment about our program here at Pepperdine. But in the meantime, you know, how can students or even those who are now suddenly finding they're no longer employed or they have time on their hands, how might they best engage with the sector and sharpen their skills so that they can perform best if they want to work in the nonprofit sector?
Well, I think volunteering is a great way to build skills, to keep your resume out there, to make connections with people who have their ear to the ground on possible jobs in both the nonprofit and for-profit sphere, but also to find out where your bliss is in the sector, really find out what you love to do. Besides that, volunteering is great. It makes you feel good about yourself. I like to tell our kids that volunteering separates us from the lower primates.
Well, at this time, we are really – we're not launching, but we have our nonprofit program here at Pepperdine. It includes a minor in nonprofit management. It includes certification through the American Humanic Scholars Program, and you and I both serve on the faculty of that. And so I would like you to talk a little bit about the courses that you teach, and in particular, the alliances that we have built with the community to engage our students directly with them through the classroom and through the courses that we teach.
Well, first of all, I just want to say how I feel that the nonprofit minor here at Pepperdine is aligned perfectly with the mission of Pepperdine to prepare students for lives of service and purpose. Our nonprofit program places nonprofit professionals in the classroom alongside undergraduate students who are aspiring to lives of service within the nonprofit sector. And together, they design and implement service learning activities that add value not just here on campus, but in the community. They create fundraising plans for nonprofit organizations. They raise money for nonprofit organizations. They create strategic plans for nonprofit organizations. They help to re-energize boards and committees and fundraising groups of nonprofits in the world that are doing important work. So I think that the work here on campus is allowing nonprofit people who are working in the community to do their good work better than ever. A couple of the courses, in the fall we teach a fundraising course. It's a survey course of fundraising techniques and strategies. It's called Financial Development for Nonprofit Organizations, which is again just a fancy word for raising money. And this class involves student teams putting together financial development plan for a nonprofit organization, and the process takes them into the field to learn what donors are thinking, where they want to see their funds making an impact in the community, and then helps nonprofit organizations think strategically about how to reach out to donors and build greater resources to do their work. In the spring, we teach a class called Managing the Nonprofit Organization, and that class also places students in the field to do nonprofit service learning projects related to managing the organization. So they're learning important leadership skills, again, in the area of network building, relationship building, communications, marketing, really being able to take the mission of an organization and communicate it to important stakeholder groups. So it's a great experience for the young people who are looking into a life of service in the field, but it also has a component that impacts the nonprofit sector immensely.
Well, our nonprofit program here, I consider our partnership to be one of the strongest aspects of our curriculum. And I feel like the Service Leadership Program in particular has been beneficial in shaping that. And that's a course that's required of all of our business, accounting, international business, and nonprofit students here. They take it their senior year. And as you know, since you've been on the receiving side and part of that, and that's how you and I started this partnership, the students are able to, again, apply their business knowledge and skills addressing a business challenge that a nonprofit organization is facing. And through the years, we've now worked with over 200 different nonprofit organizations. And I can see, you know, the handprints of our students and their work on the various nonprofits throughout Ventura County and Los Angeles. And in that work, I think you and I both discovered that nonprofit professionals are giving their lives to this great work, but they also need renewal. They need education, they need development, and they need to have resources. And while we're providing this with the partnership with our students, we've also launched the Nonprofit Professional Education Project, where nonprofits come into the classroom and are able to learn alongside in the actual classes. But then also, we just completed our first Nonprofit Summer Institute. And that is really a collaboration between Pepperdine, the Ventura County Community Foundation, and the Wood Clayson Foundation that helped fund this. And so tell me a little bit about the folks that attended the Institute and your impressions of it.
Well, I thought it was a very valuable experience for the 30-some nonprofit executives who came to Pepperdine over the last 2 days and got some instruction, got to support their peers, and I think got a much-needed break from the intensity of transforming the lives of the people and the communities around them back at home. So it was a great experience. I think that so many of our nonprofit executives are brilliant people, committed people, and they long for the environment of the academy where they can do some reflection on what they're doing and to put some new frames on what they're doing and think from different lenses, if you will, to look at the world a little differently. I think this has been a great experience for those who were involved. We really started out with sort of a 30,000-foot view with the workshop from Noel Tishy, author of Judgment, and he gave us a structure for sort of thinking about important judgments that we make in the sector, and really throughout the 2 days brought it back down to the basic ground level operations. How are we going to operationalize some of these judgments we're making? How are we going to react to some of the very challenging circumstances that we're finding ourselves in right now? How are we going to re-energize the boards that we work with? How are we going to get more donors encouraged about what we're doing and strengthen those important relationships and collaborations? So I think it was a great time well spent, not just because we had a good program, but because we had a great group of nonprofits here on campus to teach each other.
Mm-hmm. And our students were able to attend. And that's very important to me, that our students are always walking alongside us as we learn together, and they energize the nonprofits, and the nonprofits energize them. And so it's a wonderful collaboration. I do think the alliance that Pepperdine is building with the nonprofit community is something that we want to further. And I believe that we're starting that with the different programs we have, the institute that we have. And it's exciting to see our students graduate and go and work in the sector and then to come back and to share their knowledge and their wisdom. And we are also interested in pursuing community-based research and collaborations in terms of bringing faculty, community partners, and students together to address societal issues and to write about it and get that information back out into the community. And so at this point, I think that we are wanting to be able to say, you know, there are these needs, and we need to learn and grow and be active together. And it's exciting to see those partnerships happen. Any other thoughts in terms of how Pepperdine might better serve or learn from the nonprofit community?
Well, I think that Pepperdine's doing an amazing job. And I think when I talked about the importance of relationship building, I think that Pepperdine has been a role model for many organizations in that way. For instance, the relationship that Pepperdine has developed with the Ventura County Community Foundation and engaged them in sort of sponsoring some of the important work that we're doing with nonprofits. That's been an important relationship. I think that as we go forward, it's just a question of expanding and growing and really exploring all the possibilities that this marriage of the academic world and the world of the nonprofit and service providers on the ground, all the possibilities, I think, are very rich there.
Well, Doug, I want to thank you for the time and effort that you've given to our program and especially to our students and for being with us here today. Thank you.
Thank you.